Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in deep mire, and mire is muddy ground, where there is no standing. I have come into deep waters, where the floods overflow me. I am weary. Weary means tired. With my crying, my throat is dry. My eyes fill while I wait for my God. Those who hate me without a cause and are more than the hairs of my head. They are mighty who would destroy me. Being my enemies wrongfully, though I have stolen nothing, I still must restore it. Oh God, you know my foolishness, and my sins are not hidden from you. Let not those who wait for you, oh Lord God, oppose, be ashamed because of me. Let not those who seek you be confounded. Another word for confounded, confused, because of me, O God of Israel. Because for your sake I have borne, B-O-R-N-E, that means to bear, reproach. Reproach is shame or disgrace. Shame has covered my face. I have become a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my mother's children. An alien, he's saying, like a foreigner. Because zeal for the house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me. When I wept and chastened means to like purify or to punish. When I wept and chastened, my soul was fasting. I also made sackcloth my garment. I became a byword. A byword is a nickname to them. Those who sit in the gates speak against me, and I am the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is to you, O God, in the acceptable time, O God, in the multitude of your mercy. Hear me in the truth of your salvation. Deliver me out of the mire. Remember, mire is wet ground or muddy ground. And let me not sink. Amen. Let the joy not sink. Let me be delivered from those who hate me. Amen. And out of the deep waters, let not the flood water overflow me, nor let the deep shadow me up. Okay, so let me read that again. Nor let the deep swallow me up. And let not the pit shut its mouth on me. Hear me, O God, for your loving kindness is good. Turn to me according to the multitude of your tender mercies, and do not hide your face from your servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw near to my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of my enemies. You know my reproach, disgrace, my shame and dishonor. My adversaries are enemies, are all before you. Reproach has broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. I look for someone to take pity, but there was none. And for comforters, but I found none. They also gave me gall. Gall is something bitter for my food. And for my thirst, they gave vinegar to drink. Let their table be a snare before them, and their will being a trap. Let their eyes be darkened so that they do not see, and make their loins shake continually. Wow. Pour out your indignation on them. Pour out. Indignation means spitefulness. Pour out your indignation upon them, and let your wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate. Let none dwell in their tents, for they persecute him who you have struck, and talk of the grief of those you have wounded. I'll add iniquity to their iniquity, and let them not come into your righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let your salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please God better than an ox or bull, which has horns or hooves. The humble shall see this and be glad, and you who seek God, your hearts shall live. For God hears the poor and does not despise his prisoners. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves in them. For God will save Zion and build the city of Judah, that they may dwell there and possess it. All the descendants of his servants shall inherit it, and those who love his name shall dwell in it. I have read you Psalm 69 in its entirety, an urgent plea for our help in trouble. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer to our Father in heaven. Our Father in heaven, we come thanking you for this day. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. As usual, our Heavenly Father God, thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. I hear you say bankruptcy. Yes, bankruptcy. But that was not called for. It was done before the judge gave her decision, and she was going to rule in favor of no bankruptcy. Father, we thank you for your son and the prophets for bringing and providing us sheep with instructions as to how to get into your kingdom, into your paradise. We sheep thank you for saying sound mind, for courage. And Father, ask those who you have called to do your will, give them the courage that you have given me to do as I have been told, and that is to be your sheep. We thank you for giving us excellent health, family, love, patience, wealth, education, and prosperity in all things. In your son's name, amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening or sundown or sunset, and ends Saturday evening. At sunset or sundown, doesn't matter what you call it, evening, sunset, or sundown. You know, sheep who have been listening to me for a while, you know they have your New King James Version of the Bible, your pen or pencil, paper in your notepad or notebook, a cold glass of water. Before you follow me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 24, let me share this with you. The Feed My Sheep show will be moving to Sunday, Sunday morning, around 9:30 a.m., and I pray that I've not taken anyone's time slot. If I have, please forgive me. Now, let's turn to the book of Isaiah, and we're going to start reading in chapter 24, and I left off at verse 8, but I'm going to start reading at verse 7. There is more that wants me to talk about the blessed city, the city of Detroit. If I can remember at the end of the reading, I will tell you what I'm thinking, because the news does not tell you everything that's going on and what you should know, what I think you should know. Perhaps some other news agency will come and report the truth that's been happening in Detroit. You make Detroit look bad. You make it look worse and worse, but that's okay. God loves Detroit simply because we are blessed here. God has chosen us. We are a blessed city. Yay! Let's read Isaiah chapter 24, starting at verse 7. The new wine fails. The wine languishes. That means it wastes away. All the merry-hearted sigh. And to sigh means to take like a deep breath. Oh, the mirth. Mirth is joy, or the gaiety of the tambourines have ceased. That means they have stopped. The noise of the jubilant ends. The joy of the harp ceases. That means they've gone silent. They shall not drink wine with a song. Strong drink is bitter to those who drink it. The city of confusion is broken down. Every house is shut up so that none may go in. There is a crying for wine in the street. All joy is darkened. The mirth, again, the mirth, M-I-R-T-A, that is joy or gaiety, of the land is gone. The city is desolation. That means ruin is left. And the gate is stricken with destruction. When it shall be thus in the midst of the land among the people, it shall be like the shaking of an olive tree, like the gleaming of grapes when the vintage is year end, is done. They shall lift up their voice, they shall sing for the majesty of God. They shall cry out loud from the sea. Therefore, glorify God in the dawning light. The name of the Lord God of Israel is in the coastlands of the sea. From the ends of the earth, we have heard songs, glory to the righteous. But I say, I am ruined, ruined, woe to me. The treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. Treacherously means to betray the trust. And that's what's happening in Detroit by those who are filing bankruptcy for our beautiful city. There's treachery going on. Look into it. Indeed, the treacherous dealers have dealt very treacherously. Fear of the pit. And the pit is like a deep hole or hell. And the snare. A snare is like a trapping. Or it could be rumors are upon you, O inhabitants of the earth. And it shall be that he who flees from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit. Again, the pit is a deep hole or hell. And he who comes up from the midst of the pit shall be caught in a snare. A snare is a trapping or net. For the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth are shaken. The earth is violently broken. The earth is split open. Whoa. The earth is shaken exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall teeter. Teeter means to wobble or to sway like a hut. Its transgressions are guilt. Sin shall be heavy upon it, and it will fall, and the noise, and it, read that again, and it will fall and not rise again. And I'm thinking here where he's talking about it will fall, he's not really talking about the earth. I'm thinking he's talking about some type of system that is in the earth now. Verse 21. It shall come to pass in that day that God will punish on high the host of exalted ones on the earth, the kings of the earth. They will be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit. Remember, that's the hole or hell. And will be shut up in the prison. After many days, they will be judged. Then the moon will be disgraced. Why? And the sun ashamed. Why? For God will reign, okay, on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem and before his elders gloriously. Now, I was wondering why the moon would be disgraced and the sun ashamed. It will. That's because God will reign at that time. Now, see, let's get into the lesson of today. We are to read praise to God. That starts in Isaiah chapter 25. Let's read, and I pray that my Father in heaven will allow me to read all of it and then make a few announcements at the end. Chapter 25, O God, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Your counsel of old are faithfulness and truth, for you have made a city a ruins. A ruin, that's rubble. A fortified city, a ruin. A palace of foreigners to be a place, to be a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore, the strong people will glorify you. Oh, so we are strong people, those black folks, African Americans. The city of the terrible nations will fear you, for you have been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shade from the heat, for the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. You will reduce the noise of the aliens, and aliens, they're foreigners, as heat in a dry place, as heat in the shadow of a cloud. The song of the terrible ones will be diminished. Thank you, Father. And in the mountain, God will make for all people a feast of choice pieces, a feast of wine and of leaves, of the fat things full of marrow, of well-refined wines on the leaves. And he will destroy on this mountain the surface of the covering cast over all people. Thank you, God, because my eyes have begun to open and I see things differently than I saw 3 or 4 years ago. And thank you for opening up the eyes of many others. And the veil that is spread over all nations, thank you for doing that. He will swallow up death forever. Thank you. That veil has been death. We have begun to see things the way that God wants us to see them, as well as all the lying and the corruption that has been going on. God will show it to us. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke, the scold of his people, he will take away from all the earth. Thank you, God. For God has spoken. And it will be said in that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is God. We have waited for. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For on this mountain, the hand of God will rest, and Moab will be trampled down under him, as straw is trampled down from for the refuge heap. He will spread out his hands in their midst, as he will as he who swims spreads out his hands to swim, and he will bring down their pride, together with their trickery of their hands. The fortress of the high fort of your walls, he will bring down, lay low, and bring down to the ground, down to the dust. We have finished reading chapter 25. Let's have a word of closing prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for keeping the evil one away. Remember, sheep, take God, our Heavenly Father, with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be with you next time. Go to Amazon.com. Get my e-books. They are easy read. They are entertainment. They are not about religion. They are to entertain you. The books are called The Passing as well as The Broken Plant. They are $4.99 each. Also, I want you to get the book How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald Keating. Talk with you next time, Chief. Bye for now.